On a Saturday morning, a group of 20 women paddles in sync to the coach's call on the Anacostia River in Washington. They are members of Go Pink DC, a dragon boat racing team. Lydia Collins joined 5 years ago after she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I love the team spirit, and I just love everything about it. It's like a floating support group on the water.
The paddlers are breast cancer survivors and their supporters. Annette Rothamel is a researcher with the National Institutes of Health, or NIH. She is a breast cancer survivor. She and a colleague founded Go Pink DC in 2006.
It's sort of an easy entry sport because in the same boat, people at different levels can be doing the same sport.
Yet Rothamel says it can be physically demanding, especially for someone who is still undergoing cancer treatments. Rhonda Hartzell receives chemotherapy treatment every 3 weeks.
It's hard, but I think you have to challenge yourself in life. This is something I look forward to. I get to be out here with my sisters and supporters, and they understand what I'm going through, and they help motivate me. So it makes me stronger, and it makes me feel better.
Dragon boating originated in China more than 2,000 years ago, but its modern form of racing began in the 1970s. Since then, it has become a fast-growing international competitive sport. Breast cancer survivor teams have also cropped up around the world.
I'm sure it's in the multiples of hundreds. There must be 300, 400 teams around the world.
Collins points out a physical benefit from the motion of paddling.
Well, when I'm paddling, it helps with my lymphedema, which is swelling of the lymphatic fluid. When you have a mastectomy, sometimes you wind up with this condition. We have many paddlers that wear compression sleeves.
In addition to weekly practices, Go Pink DC races against other breast cancer survivor teams in dragon boat festivals. A pink carnation ceremony takes place at each event to honor those lost to the cancer.
Unfortunately, that is a sad part of having a team of breast cancer survivors, one who passed away several years ago and another one this past January. She had been with us for a year.
At a recent Washington, D.C. Dragon Boat Festival, the team earned medals.
We earned two silver medals,
Michelle. Yes.
One in the 250 meter and one in the 500 meter.
Paddling together, Rothamel says, the cancer survivors feel a sense of sisterhood and share good times, both of which they say they treasure. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News. That's